An American man has won the Boston Marathon for the first time since 1983. Meb Keflezighi ran the 26.2-mile course in just over 2 hours and 8 minutes. After last year's tragic bombing at the finish line killed 3 people and injured many more, some spectators said an American winning this year was all the sweeter. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Boston.
As Meb Keflezighi came around the turn onto Boylston Street near the end of the marathon, the already cheering crowd made even more noise. And when he approached the finish line, the cheers became almost deafening. Keflezighi had his first name, Meb, on his runner's bib, along with his number. Spectators along the route encouraged him on. At a post-race press conference, he said the feel of this race was different than previous marathons.
The energy was just phenomenal. And to have that name, my name on the front, is kind of cool because they just kept, you could pull it off, Meb, go, Meb, go, Meb, you got this, Meb.
38-year-old Keflezighi was born in Eritrea, and he's a U.S. citizen. This is his third Boston Marathon, though he wasn't able to compete last year because of an injury. He was a spectator, though, and says last year he cried for the victims. This year, he cried again as he crossed the finish line, but he says this time they were tears of joy. Kenyan Rita Jeptu finished first in the women's division with a record time of just under 2 hours and 19 minutes. This is her third win in Boston, including last year. Jeptu said racing in Boston this year was important to her.
I decided to come here in Boston to run again, to support people in here in Boston and to show people here in Boston we are together.
The crowd around the finish line grew so large at one point that police shut the area off and directed people to a nearby street. Among those in the crowd was Bill White.
We were hurt last year, my son, my wife, and myself. I lost my right leg.
White is walking now with the help of a prosthetic leg and cane.
It's been a great experience. It sounds funny to say that, but the people I've met, I probably never would have met before. And the encouragement they gave me to keep working and keep working on it has been the big reason I'm here today.
Also among the spectators near the finish line today, third grade teacher Nadine James. She was very excited when Meb Keflezighi won.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. We're from the Holmes Elementary in Dorchester, so the kids' first chance to come and see, and they thought it was awesome. Really good to see an American runner win today.
Karma Tusignan of Lunenburg, Massachusetts, ran last year and says the memories made focusing on the race today a challenge.
It was like a blubbery mess. Like, I kept, like, taking a deep breath and feeling like I was going to cry. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
But Tusignan says it was nice to race this year and after last year's tragedy to try and make the Boston Marathon feel right again. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.